Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
One in every three Massachusetts residents is having trouble putting food on the table. That's according to a new report from the Greater Boston Food Bank, and it's likely a record. Food insecurity hit an all-time high during the pandemic, and the report shows that it continues to rise. To talk about the survey's findings, the food bank's president and CEO, Catherine D'Amato, joins me now. Thanks so much for being here, Catherine.
Thanks for having us this morning to share this incredible story.
One in three Massachusetts residents is an astounding and shocking statistic. Can you put it in context? Is this an all-time high, and how does it compare to other cities?
Well, this is a statewide study, and what it is showing us is that the hunger crisis is persisting in Massachusetts, and it highlights the affordability and inequity challenges facing our state. These are one in three individuals, so this is 1.8 million adults in the Commonwealth. So it is a shocking number. We have never seen this number. Pre-pandemic numbers for the state would have been 1 in 8, and now post-pandemic numbers are 1 in 3.
Inflation is high, and increases in federal food assistance that were put in place during the pandemic are phasing out. What else are people telling you about why they're struggling to put food on the table?
In Massachusetts, you are seeing inflation as the key issue from this study. So 85% of those that we interviewed said that they buy the cheapest food available, and 61% said they sought help from family or friends. One of the shocking parts around seeing the impact of inflation is for those receiving WIC, and for your listeners, that's the Federal Women, Infants, and Children Program, 48% of them said they were watering down their food or infant formula in order to have enough food. What this is showing us is that, sadly, people are choosing between buying food and paying for the other important aspects of their lives, like housing, transportation, healthcare, utilities, etc. When we see these kinds of trade-offs, we know we're in trouble.
The state used its own money to blunt the impact of the federal food assistance decreasing, but those state funds end soon. How much of an impact do you think that'll have on people who are food insecure?
Well, the state really did step forward to help extend for families a lifeline and see sort of a step down in their SNAP benefits. And we're hearing that people are very concerned with the SNAP reductions. And again, as you know, this study doesn't reflect that. This study doesn't reflect the step down or the generosity of the state extension, nor does it reflect the sunsets of all the federal programs through the pandemic that began over the last several months.
What steps should the state take to help people? And what happens if those steps aren't taken?
Well, I'm hopeful. You know, when we look at these numbers and how shocking they are, there is a solution to the problem. You know, Massachusetts is uniquely positioned to leverage our expertise and innovative partnerships to identify some solutions. You know, we have the best hospitals, the best universities, you know, some of the best companies in the world, best biotech, best financial institutions. You know, why can't we solve this problem? And so I believe we can. We need to really buckle in and look at state policies and look at what can we do to help and assist families across the Commonwealth. You know, and that means looking at food, that means looking at housing, that means looking at wages. This is a situation whereby families are experiencing, you know, sort of untenable affordability and inequity. And as long as the state really focuses on that, because I don't think we're going to get a lot of help out of Congress over the next several years, we really have to look at supporting that strategy of integrating a number of things that cause poverty and move forward.
Catherine D'Amato is the president and CEO of the Greater Boston Food Bank. Thank you so much for breaking down this really important news for us.
Thank you.